The good news is that I'm going to address solely the question of judicial support for arbitral subpoenas for evidence in the United States. And after all, if a United States court can grant discovery in aid of a foreign arbitral tribunal, as Kevin has just discussed, then it must be very simple in order to grant discovery for a domestic arbitration or an international arbitration seated in the United States. And so we can go straight to lunch. The bad news is we've got a problem. And the problem is the Federal Arbitration Act contains very narrow, arcane language that deals with the issuance and the judicial enforcement of subpoenas. I will be brief, but I'll do three things. First, let me describe the problem and put it in historical context. Secondly, I'll deal with the divergent circuit court cases that have dealt with the issue. The United States Supreme Court has not weighed in, so we have a wide range of circuit court decisions construing the statute, which are largely problematic. And then thirdly, to offer a proposed solution, a way out of the box. All right, first, what's the problem? The problem is that the Federal Arbitration Act permits arbitrators to issue subpoenas only to summon persons to attend before them as a witness and then to produce documents and then judicial enforcement of those types of subpoenas by the courts at the seat of arbitration. Well, that's a practical problem if the only subpoenas you can get are for witnesses at the hearing and documents at the hearing. That's simply not compatible with complex international arbitration.